Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. Those are instruments for those who do not know. I myself will awake thoroughly. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reaches unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand, answer me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and wheat out the valley of Sukkot. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. In Edom will I cast out my shield. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Will not thou, O God, who cast out us off? And will not thou, O God, go forth with our host? Give us help from trouble. For vain is useless or worthlessness is the help of man. Through God we shall be valiant. We shall do valiant. Valiant means to be brave or courage. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. I have read to you in its entirety, Psalms 108, assurance of God's victory over enemies. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. You say your prayer, and I will say my prayer aloud. We will take about a minute or so. Our Father God in heaven, the I am who I am. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 3. The God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we, your lost sheep, humbly pray and ask for deliverance from the oppressor in this country, the United States of America, your lost sheep. Bless us, lost sheep, to come together as one in understanding and obedience, starting with your churches today who have been disobedient and not preaching your law, statutes, and judgments that are found in the Old Testament. And that includes the ones who are saying that we don't have to keep those Old Testament laws, statutes, and judgments. Forgive them, Father, and make them their position and start following you as I have. Father, the I am who I am, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you also for allowing us lost sheep to have sane mind and excellent health. I pray this prayer. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening. about an hour before sundown and ends Saturday evening at the same time, an hour before sun goes down. This is the only day designated in the Bible for you to rest and keep holy. Read it for yourself. You'll find that in the book of Exodus, that's the Old Testament, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Become obedient and follow what God says, not what men said. And you see, the abomination of desolation is practiced in all Sunday churches. They do not follow God. In my view, how do I know? I was a member with these Sunday churches for years. Let's say over 4 decades. Let's get into our reading for today. We will pick up reading in the book of Jeremiah. And those of you who have been listening to me for a while, you know to have your 3 P's. That's your pen, pencil, paper. And I don't know how to say your new gadgets, but some of you have little machines where you can type and look up where I'm talking about and make your notes. So you can have those too. And remember, Matthew 24, chapter 4. Take heed and let no one deceive you. And that includes me and your pastors who are teaching on Sunday. In my view, they are not following God, the God that I serve. And be happy about it. Make sure when you go to your Sunday church, you ask your pastor to teach you the about this feast, that God's annual feast or festival. He has 7 of them. And it not only teach you, but to start those type festivals with you in the church. And that means that you will start having services on the Sabbath, which is a Saturday. Okay. Don't get mad at me. Just follow what God says. Turn your life around as I have. And you'll find that you'll be happier for it. They say it's too hard, but it's not too hard. The devil just knows that he's going to perish at the end. And his time is coming quickly. Notice how in Matthew chapter 24, verse 22, it talks about the days are being shortened. We are in the month of September already of this 2014. And I'm glad about that because if the days are not shortened, according to Matthew 24, verse 22, then there will be no life left on this earth. So stop following God before it's too late. You see how these different countries, as well as even in the United States, especially here in Detroit, Michigan, people are carving out what they want to take, what land they want. And this is happening all over the United States, all over the world. There are wars. People, nations are carving out lands they want to take. Look at what's happening with Russia and Ukraine and all over what is called the Middle East. But I call that Africa, most of that. Let's get into today's lesson before I start talking about something that I should not say. I'd rather talk about God. Turn with me, if you will, sheep, to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7. Let's read. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand at the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim means to publicly announce there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, of you in your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in my words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I will give to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery? You know, adultery is when a married person sleeps with a person or have sex with people other than their spouse, their wife, or their husband, and swear falsely and burn incense unto Baal and walk after other gods whom ye know not. Come out of that Sunday church. Constantine started that, and he even stopped the murderings of who were called Christians if they started having their services on Sunday. So I want you to go to your library and read up on Constantine. They have taken out the edicts of Constantine. You can't find that anywhere. And that's been many years ago. I had it, but that's been a couple of moons. Nonetheless, the Sunday church, that's from Constantine. That's not from God. God tells you to have the your churches, your fellowship on the Sabbath. Let's pick up reading on Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 10. And come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. No, you're not. That's not true. You're to do God's laws, statutes, and judgments found in the Old Testament. This, the only thing about that, you're not to do any burnt offerings or sacrifices. But Jesus took care of that. Verse 11, this is the house which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, even I have seen it, said the Lord. But go ye now into my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have not done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spoke unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not, and I called you, but you answered not. Therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. Remember, God is going to start at the house of, well, the church house first. I can't remember exactly where that is, but God is going to start at the church first. Let's pick up reading Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 15. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Wow. Therefore, pray not thou for these people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead to shake their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven. Since I don't have a computer, I went to the library to look up the Queen of Heaven, because all my years in church, I had not read that before. The Queen of Heaven is thought to be the wife of the false god Baal, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Verse 19, do they provoke me to anger, says the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man, upon beast. When he says beast, he's talking about animals, and upon the trees of the field, upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. Quench means to be put out. That sounds like a bomb being dropped someplace. Thus says the Lord God. Let's start at verse 21 again. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and flesh. Let me read that again. Verse 21. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh. That means eat meat. Verse 22. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt. Egypt means bondage, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. So burnt offerings and sacrifices, that's man-made, in my view, just from reading verse 22, verse 23. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you. So go back to the Old Testament, that it may be well unto you. Don't have burnt offerings and sacrifices. But, verse 24, but ye hearken not. Hearken means to listen, nor incline. Incline means to lower or offer their ear, but walk in the counsel and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Verse 25, since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, unto this day I have sent, unto you, all my servants, the prophets, daily, rising up early and sending them, yet ye hearkened not. Hearken means to listen, not unto me, nor incline your ear, but hearken, but harden their necks. They did worse than their fathers. Verse 27. Therefore, thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken. Hearken means to listen to thee. Thou shalt also call out to them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished. Perish means die. And is cut off from their mouth. Verse 29. Cut off thine hair, O Israel, and cast it away, and take up lamentation. Lamentation means weeping and crying on high places, for the Lord has rejected and forsaken. Forsaken means left you or abandoned the generation of his wrath. Verse 30, for the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They have set their abominations, that's their sin and wickedness, in the house which is called by my name, and name to pollute it. So you hear what God is saying about the churches? Their wickedness and sin is there. Verse 31, and they have built the high places to Tepher, which is the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into their hearts. God do not want you to abort your children. Doesn't matter what your government says, do not abort your children. And in the fire of Topar, which is in the valley of Hinnom, that I looked it up while I was at the computer at the library. That means hell. You go and look it up. Maybe you'll get a better understanding than I have. Let's read verse 31 again of chapter 7 of Jeremiah. And to build the high places of Topher, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and daughters, I commanded them not, neither come into their hearts. Therefore, behold, the day comes, said the Lord, that I shall no more be called, that it shall no longer be called Topher, the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter, for they shall burn, for they shall bury, and is no more. I have verses 33 and 34 before I finish reading chapter 7. And I'm going to stop at verse 33. I'll come back next week, if it's God's will, to pick up reading there and go to chapter 8. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father God, the I am that I am, or the I am who I am, thank you for keeping the evil one away from us continually. In your son's name, I pray that prayer. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back next Sabbath. Now, go to www.tandliveonger.com and purchase the book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald J. Eve. God loves you, and so do I. But God loves you more, or the I am who I am loves you more. Talk with you next week. Goodbye for now.